and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called Good Guys and Bad Guys, and I'm not talking about Washington. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com to the My Columns or the blog section, and you can find all of my writing, and you can read my writing. Today, Wayne Levine will bring his unique point of view to the men's room, and he will join me for a second segment, the subject of which I do not know, as Pastor Drew Sams is gone to Brazil on a mission. That sounds quite wonderful, and we'll hear about that next week. And Jim Scheinberg is here to discuss family financial matters, which in light of current national issues might be quite interesting. I'm very pleased to again welcome my newest radio affiliate, KRSA, in Petersburg, Alaska, on 580 AM, or as they like to be known as Regional Radio of the Inside Passage. Thank you, KRSA, for bringing the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, to your family of listeners. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and if you haven't already liked the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, why the heck not? We're nearing 4,000 dads and moms from all over the world. We also have a Twitter chat, which is an interesting new phenomena that's about a year or two old, in which you follow a hashtag. In our case, the hashtag is the number sign or hashtag followed by Dad Chat. And we are on live on online every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you are welcome to join us any Thursday. Information about the topic for each week's chat is on my website in the blog section. My book is now available in every sort of e-reader form. It's on iTunes. It is as an iBook. It's on BarnesandNoble.com as a Nook. And, of course, it's on Amazon as a Kindle. But if you insist, you can actually buy the real book at your favorite vendor online or through BruceSalen.com. We are going to continue our new tradition in segment one of our show and play the Dad's Point of View life lesson featurette, and I might make a comment or two afterwards. So here we go.
You got to accentuate the positive elimi. I need the negative. Latch on to the
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Stop worrying about being your children's best friend and worry instead that you are their best parent. The job of being a parent is not being your children's best friend. Yet too many parents confuse the two and try to be their children's buddy. To achieve this buddy status, they forego being their best parent. That may mean not being strict, not holding high standards, or relaxing them when their children pout or throw a tantrum. Being the best parent may sometimes mean your son or daughter doesn't like you at a given moment. So what? Being liked isn't your job. Being their best dad or mom is. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at BruceSalen.com. And please, indeed, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
I feel so strongly about that idea of being your best parent, your kid's best parent. It is, I think, a big problem among my generation of parents that for whatever reason, especially maybe the families in which mom and dad are both working, that there's a lot of guilt going on, so they indulge their kids. I come from a community where way too many teenagers get their own cars without earning them. I don't even understand that idea. Then you have the single-parent households, of which I was one for a long time, in which the primary parent, and I was the sole parent when my wife and I divorced, she left town and left me with the boys. You feel guilty. Whether it's your fault or not, you feel guilty. You feel bad for your kids, and you can indulge them in that regard as well. I don't care what your circumstances, you're not doing your kids any favors. So remember, be their best parent. Friendship is not necessarily your job. Today's topic is good guys and bad guys, and it was originally inspired by the reaction to bin Laden's killing. There was a lot of equivocating I heard on talk radio where people said, well, we shouldn't be celebrating this man's death because he's still a human being. And I just found myself kind of, quite frankly, puking at that sort of response. This was an evil multi-murderer of mass proportions whose death was a blessing for the world. There was a time when we knew very clearly, and where media and Hollywood knew very clearly who the good guys and the bad guys were. I grew up with my heroes from film and cinema were Chuck Connors in The Rifleman, Steve McQueen in The Great Escape, Lee Marvin in The Dirty Dozen, John Wayne in any Western. Jimmy Stewart, later on when I studied film, was a hero that you can't even relate to anymore. If you remember the most wonderful movie of all, in my opinion, practically, It's a Wonderful Life. The Jimmy Stewart character, oh gosh, what was his name? George Bailey, of course. George Bailey ran a little savings and loan, and he misplaced some money. And he felt so bad and so guilty that he felt his life was worthless. And he chose to maybe take his life out of shame. Now, I wonder if Bernie Madoff went through that same sort of self-doubt. And, of course, the movie showed that George Bailey made a mistake or had an accident that the Lionel Barrymore character wanted to take full advantage of. But this was a very good man. And the parable and the wonderful fantasy that Frank Capra created of what his life meant to the community was a great reminder of the good that we all do and how we can touch each other. But my feeling and my fear is that today's media confuses good and evil, and in many cases in our universities and academia and in media are afraid to declare somebody evil. When Ronald Reagan, to get a little political, called the Soviet Union the evil empire, which at that time it was indeed evil, he was castigated by a lot of mainstream media. Multiculturalism, which of course is at the backbone of our recent tragedy in Norway, has allowed us to say that who can declare one culture better than another. And while I tend to want to stay away from politics, this is a sort of political issue, and I will declare that there are good and bad people. And I wish it were as clear for my children as it was for me when I grew up. The Western was a movie staple that I grew up with that was very clear. The TV dads that I grew up with, Fred McMurray in My Three Sons, Hugh Beaumont in Leave It to Beaver, probably my all-time favorite, Robert Young in Father Knows Best. These were, oh yeah, they were stereotypes of the pipe-smoking dad, but these were good men. I mean, more recently, Bill Cosby was an amazingly wonderful father. Then we got Al Bundy. Then we got The Family Guy. Then we got Homer Simpson. So what do our kids see in the way of models? Now, let's not even talk about sports stars or Hollywood celebrities. Sadly, Amy Winehouse, is that a model? Lindsay Lohan, is that a model? For me, it was Sandy Koufax when I grew up. It was certain sports here. It was Jerry West. These were men of great skill and a degree of honor. We will discuss this concept of honor a bit further with Wayne Levine, who I know has his own sense of heroes and villains, the Beach Boys song, which I probably should have queued up for this episode, but I didn't. Wayne will be joining us for our next segment, The Men's Room, and we will continue to discuss who are the heroes and who are the villains, who are the good guys and who are the bad guys in your life and in your kids' life. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment will be The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Salin, you know the deal.